Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming shows in Charleston, South Carolina, and Nashville, Tennessee. You can also find a link to the latest podcast from the producers of Wait, Wait. It's called How to Do Everything. This week, how to catch a fish with your bare hands. In case you need to know. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Nicholas from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, how are things in Las Vegas? I love Las Vegas.
As usual, it's very beautiful.
I bet. And what do you do there?
I'm a personal assistant to a director choreographer, and I work in the casting department at a show on the Las Vegas Strip.
Oh, one of those big, fabulous circuit-type shows?
Yes.
Oh, that must be fun.
Yeah, it is really fun.
It is?
So a massage therapist.
And you're also a massage therapist.
Yeah.
You can do anything. You are impressive.
Well, you consider running for president on the Republican ticket?
They're looking for a savior. Maybe it's you. Well, welcome to the show, Nicholas. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here's your first limerick.
I loved Josie way back in my frat years, when emotions were killed off by flat beers. But my moods get released by this feline headpiece. Yes, my moods are projected by cat
Ears?
Yes, cat ears. Well done. It is a problem, we all agree, to get people to understand how you're feeling, you have to open your mouth and tell them no more. Thanks to the new Japanese invention, cat ears for humans. Hooked up to brainwave sensors, the cat ears change position themselves based on your emotional status. It's true. When you're nervous, they stand straight up. When you're sleepy, they gently flap back and forth. And when they're just sitting there in your head in any position at all, that indicates you have lost all self-respect.
I don't need them because my actual ears do that.
Really? Yours, yes. They indicate your mood?
They indicate my mood, yes.
Open up? Right. All right. Here is your next limerick, Nicholas.
This breakup sure hurt, I'll explain. It's how we are wired in the brain. Feelings are centered where cuts and burns enter. Rejection gives physical
pain.
Yes, yes. I heard a certain degree of ruefulness in your answer. Yes. Pain. According to a study in the latest issue of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, rejection, whether romantic or otherwise, causes actual physical pain as well as emotional. In fact, a series of experiments found that a bad breakup is equal in physical pain to spilling hot coffee on yourself. In response, OSHA has now issued regulations requiring that guy you're dating to wear a spill-proof lid. One of those cardboard sleeves.
That doesn't make any sense.
When's the last time you...
Has anybody ever broken up with you?
Yes.
Was it like having hot coffee spilled on you? Physically?
Yeah, it was painful.
Okay. And then, no, this is another one of these... Peter's... Did he just shoot himself?
Hang on. I hope not. I would find that very painful. Let me check. Nicholas, are you there?
I was just putting down my cocktail.
All right. There you go.
Nicholas.
Imagine, Paula, though, that Nicholas
that
had rather,
so much.
Rather than speak to you another minute, had shot himself just
well,
now.
I know.
Wouldn't you find that painful?
It would have created a pain almost like hot coffee on my...
You see? And you were skeptical.
That was terrifying. That was absolutely terrifying. Because in my head, I'm thinking, okay, I think a guy just shot himself while we were talking to him. And I thought, should we go on?
It's what he would have wanted. All right, Nicholas here. Glad you're still with us in so many ways. Here.
Me too.
Here. Here is your last limerick.
Since the 60s, when he was first hired, that Ronald was never inspired. For 48 years, he's feeding kids fears. It's high time that clown was...
fired.
Yes! Hundreds of healthcare professionals and advocates have signed a letter asking McDonald's to stop marketing its food to children and more specifically to please retire that creepy clown Ronald McDonald. The fast food chain, of course, isn't going to let Ronald go. He knows too much. Besides, who are they going to use for a spokesman, if not the clown? A real customer? Hi, I'm Bernie McDonald. I'm 53, and I have adult onset diabetes, and I'm loving it. Carl, how did Nicholas do in our quiz?
Well, Nicholas had 3 correct answers, Peter, so he wins our prize. Congratulations, Nicholas.
Okay, thank you.